Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances can be confusing, but you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm joined by my co-host, George Amador III. Gee, it's great to have you here.
Always good to be here, Crystal, and we are just plugging right along through
month
of September, and it's fall time, and we're talking fall financial planning, which is great because there's a lot of decisions that we have to make during the fall. Whether it's back to school, which we talked all about last week, 529s, UPMAs, Coverdells, life insurance, whatever it may be. It's a great episode talking through that. Today, we're going to talk on the idea, and really for the next few weeks, of company benefits, right? It's annual enrollment season. And for those of you who don't know, annual enrollment is just the time of the year. It's usually around September, October, that you companies will offer different medical plans or life insurance or you know, 401k options. And it's a good time to just kind of check up. Hey, am I in the right plan? Do I have the right situation, whether it's for new medical or life insurance or disability? And since we're talking about company benefits, we definitely have to talk about the 401k.
Absolutely.
Because that's a huge company benefit that if you have as a, you know, 9-to-5 W-2 paying individual, you're going to have available. It's a big asset that most of us have available to us. And so we need to talk about the ways to use it.
Absolutely. And what I see a lot of times, G, is that financial planners do not like to talk about this.
No.
Because we don't get any compensation on this. So that's kind of like, well, that's in that box. And when you finally roll it over to me, then I'm going to talk to you about it.
Yeah.
We don't view it that way. One of the things we're looking at is as a fiduciary and a very holistic approach, we want to know where everything is to say, okay, well, if we're going to be conservative over here in your 401k, then I know I can be more growth oriented or vice versa. And we have a lot of individuals who like to be very hands-on and they play with their 401ks, which is a whole nother discussion we're not getting into today. But I guess the point of the matter is when clients come in, we ask them to bring their 401ks. You know, hey, let's take a look at what you're investing in there so that we can complement what we're doing here at the offices of Crystal Clear Finances.
Absolutely. And for the sake of compliance, no, we are not recommending what to buy or sell in your 401k. We are not allowed to do that in terms of ERISA law states. However, knowing what you're invested in is still a huge component.
Absolutely.
So yes, I'm not going to say, hey, you have to buy or sell this right away or do any sort of recommendation there, but what is in your 401k? What are the options you have available to you? Do you know about them? Like, do you know what they are? What are the fees associated? We can still break down the 401k options for you. Just had an individual very recently, right? Shoot us an email, say, hey, my 401k is going from Fidelity to Vanguard. What do I do? Like, what are the options? Are they the same? Are they different? So we take a look at them. We break them down. Say, hey, here's the pros and cons. Educate very much on what the options are and what are the things that you can do to keep it, change it, and that kind of thing.
So
we need to look at
it. So I want to spend this program just really diving into how a 401k or a 403b works so that individuals can have that confidence to say, okay, I know what to be doing.
Yeah.
So the 401k, these are for-profit organizations, companies that are out there, offer a retirement plan to their employees. And employees usually have a window before it's available to them. Hey, maybe you have to wait 30, 60 days, or maybe you have to wait 6 months. It's according to whatever the plan document says. But you have the availability to have money taken out of your paycheck and put into a retirement plan that's just in your name. So we're not talking a pension account. Just for our listeners, this goes into your name. And then you can decide how much, what percent of your paycheck you want to go in there. Then the employer gets to decide, it's going to be in their company plan, if they're going to match what you put in there. So many times what we'll see is individuals will put money in, the employer will match it. And when we've run the numbers for many individuals, they can do the same amount that their company is willing to match. So they get all that free money. And then any other money that might be available for them, they can look at maybe doing a Roth outside of their company plan and have a little bit more control. And we can give them guidance on the specific funds. But I wanted to make sure that I pointed that out because a lot of times people don't understand that. So 401k is for for-profit companies. But if you work for a school, a museum, a hospital, any non-for-profit organization, that's going to be a 403B. And really, it's the same thing. It's just one's for-profit, one's not-for-profit. But it allows you to take money out of your paycheck, put it in there, and the company may match you.
Yeah.
The other thing that's available with it is that they're able to take a loan out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'd like to talk to this for just a moment or have you speak to this, because a lot of times people will say, hey, I put money in my 401k and I'm just going to take a loan. And guess what? It's not costing me anything. I'm not losing any money. It works just like what you said with that life insurance. I'm doing the same thing with my investments.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give that soft lob right over to you. Let's talk about that, because I want people to understand when they take loans from their 401k,
mm-hmm.
it does interrupt the growth. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So as Crystal mentioned, right, 401k, you're contributing money, the company's possibly contributing money,
mm-hmm.
And you're putting that away for retirement. And mm-hmm. basically what you're doing is contributing part of your salary. So your money that goes into the 401k, right, the percentage of your salary that goes into the 401k, which we can talk about how to do that because that's important.
Yes,
we should. Goes in, you then pick investment options. So you pick mutual funds, ETFs, different options that you have available to you. And now the money's invested in the market, right? Mm-hmm. You're in the stock market, the bond market, what have you. Well, the ability to take money out of the 401k is really one of two options. While you're working, mm-hmm. you can either take a loan, or when you leave the company, you can take a distribution. So while you're working, people think, oh, I have access to this money, which you do. Most of the time you have access to up to half of the balance or 50,000, whatever is less.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually the stipulation. And then you take the money out in the form of a loan. Well, just like it sounds, you pay an interest rate on that loan. So you say, hey, 401k, I want $10,000 as a 401k loan.
Mm-hmm.
They calculate the interest. You calculate how much time you want to pay that loan back, 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, whatever mm-hmm. it may be. And then you have to pay that loan back over time. So number mm-hmm. one, that's the one thing, is people don't realize when you take the 401k loan, the next paycheck, you're going to start paying that back out of your yes. salary. People mm-hmm. think, oh, I'm going to take the 401k loan, I'll pay it later. The problem is they're going to start calculating automatically. So that's number one, less take-home pay, because mm-hmm. you have more money from your salary going into the 401k you're contributing,
correct.
Plus now paying off your loan.
Mm-hmm.
So it's less take-home pay to you. The other problem is you're taking that money mm-hmm. and they're distributing it to you. So you've now taken the money out of those investment options. So if you have money or you've had $10,000 invested,
mm-hmm.
and now you take a loan, they've mm-hmm. literally sold those investment options. So now it's not invested anymore. Mm-hmm. And that $10,000 is paid to you. So the problem is let's say you take the $10,000 in the 401k loan, and we've had a market like we've had over the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've potentially missed out on 3 years of some of the greatest market growth we've seen in the market, 10, 20%, because that money was taken out of the market, given to you to use,
mm-hmm.
which sometimes is needed. But again, you don't realize that I've lowered my balance in my 401k. It's not in the market, so I've interrupted all of my investment growth that I was going to get in the first place.
And that, to me, is so important that people understand, because there's an illusion, and I've heard several people saying this, so somehow they're getting this information that's telling them, when I take $10,000 or $100,000, oh, you can't, $50,000 out of the 401k, when I put it back in, it's at the same level that when I took it out. And that's mm-mm. not accurate.
No.
Because they had to sell what was in your 401k. And if they sold it at $50 a share, and when you come back, it's now at $70 a share, you buy back in at 70. So the amount of shares that you're buying in will be less when it goes back.
Yeah.
Now, here's the flip side. You take the loan out, they sell it where it was at high, and now you're buying back in and the market's at an all-time low and you're putting money. Hey, great, that worked for you. But there are many individuals that don't understand that when you're taking loans from your 401k, you literally are interrupting your investment growth. So
yeah.
I just wanted to make sure, not something that, oh, gee, I should never do a 401k. It's just something to say there may be other tools that you can use if you need to take loans that don't have that type of risk or penalty with it.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it and say, you know, the 401k loan is kind of a last resort if needed.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I look at it with my clients. You know, if we have to take a 401k loan, we can. But think about it, right? If I'm going to go to a bank and get charged, I don't know, 8% interest on a personal loan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's for a moment say I'll go get a 5% 401k loan. Well, you think, oh, that's better because mm-hmm. I'm only paying 5% interest to my 401k versus 8% to the bank. Well, what if the market that year goes up 20%? That loan cost me 25%. It didn't cost me the 5.
Right.
So that's where you got to be careful, because the market is going to fluctuate. It is going to go up and down. Now, you take a 401k loan and the market collapsed, you look like a genius, but really you got lucky, punk. So you look at it and go, hold on, you have to really look at everything and say, what's the best option? Again, 401k loan, more of a last resort. That doesn't, however, take away from the fact that you still should be contributing to your 401k if you can.
Right, and be able to get that match and
different
things.
Really, really important. I mean, contributing to a 401k is probably one of the biggest retirement assets you're going to have when you get to retirement, right? Mm-hmm. And so as we put money away into our 401k plans, 403b, 457, they're all contributory plans, you're able to save that money. And number one, I love saving to a 401k because it's out of sight, out of mind. Mm-hmm. We don't have to think about that money. I didn't even get paid that money. It goes right into my 401k, which is needed. But the other piece to it is the tax component, the tax planning piece that we have to talk about, which is how we contribute the money. So when you put money into a 401k plan, you usually have one of two options. You're either going to put money in pre-tax or before taxes, or you're going to put the money in after tax or Roth in most cases. Mm-hmm. So the difference really becomes, do I want to put the money in pre-tax so I get a tax deduction today?
Right.
In the eyes of the IRS, it's as if I didn't even make those dollars. So if I make $50,000 today and I put $5,000 into my 401k pre-tax, the IRS only taxes me on $45,000.
Right.
Because $5,000 goes away. Versus on the flip side, in a Roth contribution, well, I don't get any sort of tax deduction. In the eyes of the IRS, I made my whole salary, right?
Right.
I put that $5,000 in, it's saved, but I made that whole salary. So the difference comes in when the money comes out of my plan.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was supposed to make all the income and I deferred some of it or I put it in pre-tax, right?
Mm-hmm.
The IRS says, well, you should have paid taxes on that money. We gave you a break by putting it into your 401k pre-tax. But guess what? When you take it out, remember where you should have paid taxes first? Guess what? You're going to pay taxes now. And the issue with a pre-tax 401k is, yes, I'm getting a tax benefit today, but now it's 20 years later and I'm getting ready to retire and I've put all this money in and it's hopefully made me money over time.
Right.
And the company's put some money in too. And now the IRS says, thank you very much. When you take your distribution, I will also take my taxes.
Right.
And so a pre-tax 401k can be a very big tax bill later if taxes go up, if your income is higher, you're in a higher tax bracket. Pre-tax 401k will cost you tax later. It won't cost you tax today.
Right. And not only just tax on what you had been putting in all the time, all that growth that you worked so hard to pick the right funds and to do everything, they get to have some of that too.
Correct. The taxes on your contribution plus investment growth.
Yes.
In a Roth, the exact opposite takes place. I don't get a tax deduction today. However, after 59 and a half years old, I can now take my Roth 401k money plus all of the interest, the earnings on top of that, I can take out all of the gains and growth tax-free.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bigger benefit for people who are a little bit younger, maybe have more time, or maybe going to be in a higher tax bracket later.
Right.
The Roth contribution does help because the Roth money's tax-free after 59 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
One thing is all company money
is
taxable
to
you later. So the company, as you put money in, think about it. When you put money in pre-tax, you get a tax deduction.
Mm-hmm.
When the company puts money in, they get a tax deduction. So when the company match, the company contribution goes into the plan, that's always pre-tax. Doesn't matter if you did Roth or after tax or pre-tax. That's all going to be the case. So when you put money in, we want to make sure that if possible, a good rule of thumb, although not a recommendation, a good rule of thumb is if you can do the company match, it's a great place to be because it's 100% rate of return. It's free money that you're getting if you can do up to the company match. It's always good to do that. Beyond that, if it's affordable, you certainly can do a 401k option, but there are other options out there that we look at maybe for more control, for more flexibility, that are options as well. But you are allowed to do that. In fact, the limit on a pre-tax or a Roth 401k is for 2021, $19,500. Okay. So you can go up that high if you want to. And if you're over 50 years old, you can do another $6,000 or $6,500 actually. Mm-hmm. So 26 is what you can put in there for the year.
But then the question then becomes, is that the best place to put it? And that's why we want individuals to know, hey, 401ks, 403bs, they're out there. They can be set it and forget it type of thing. But you just want to make sure, yes, we collect the good money, meaning the free money that your employer is giving you. But you want to make sure that you're putting it in good funds inside it, making sure that those funds work for you. You want to be able to evaluate what's going on, make sure they're complementing what you're doing here through your investments at Crystal Clear Finance. Mm-hmm. And we have had a lot of people who have just said, you know what, I'm just doing the match on the 401k. The rest I'm going to go do in an outside Roth. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do life insurance. I'm going to do different types of investment vehicles that we have and get more of a diversification mm-hmm. when it comes to it. So
go ahead. Yeah, absolutely. One little tool, just a caveat that I just want to bring up real fast, is a lot of 401k options allow you to do like a 1% increase per year. So if you're starting at the company match, or maybe you're below the company match right now because it's not affordable, one of the things I encourage you to look at is your 1% per year increase. So like if you can set your 401k at like 3 or 4% of your salary, every year you can increase that by 1%. It happens automatically. Why I bring that up? It's because a lot of times you may get a little bit of a raise mm-hmm. right every year. And if you can put the discipline in place to, hey, I'm going to add 1% more of my salary mm-hmm. into my 401k, it will help you step up that growth. So, you know, by the time you get to year 10 or year 12, you're putting 10, 12% of your money into a 401k. It could be a good option if you at least need the discipline to save. So something to at least consider in terms of contributing to your 401k over time.
So and then for compliance purposes, this is not a recommendation. Yeah. Everyone is different.
Yeah.
There are some who are going to want to do that. Understand though, the company match doesn't grow by 1% every year and get up to 12%.
Correct.
So that's usually a set in stone. And again, I strongly recommend look at the other investments that are around and say, okay, well, where is the best place to put every dollar after we've hit the company match? Mm-hmm. So what we're gonna do, we're gonna take a quick 60-second break. Then we're gonna come back because I do wanna talk a little bit about the investment options, not that we're giving recommendations, and I wanna talk about how to target date funds work. I know there's a lot of questions on that, and then a good old rebalancing question. So stay right where you are and be back in just 60 seconds with more Crystal Clear Finances. The world is changing, and what worked before with finances may not work now. This is Crystal Langdon with today's financial gem. With economic, political, and global changes happening daily, it's easy to make reactional decisions or choose to ignore finances altogether. Neither one is a good idea. Working with a faith-based financial planner who understands finances and the shifting dynamics of our economy can provide you the direction and confidence needed to navigate the daily financial changes. Call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181 and gain confidence for every financial decision.
Investment advisory services are offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Alpha Star and Crystal Clear Finances are independent entities.
And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I am joined here by George Amador III. And today we are talking about 401ks. The whole month of September, we're talking about, hey, there are things we need to do financially in the fall. We talked last week all about college planning and talking about, hey, we're getting the kids ready. Mm-hmm. How do we pay for K through 12? How do we pay for college? And while we're at it, since it's the end of summer, let's get our budget in order. So we talked about that, and today we're focusing more on the 401k because there's a lot of open enrollment that starts for a whole bunch of benefits in our work employment. So whether it's health insurance or the 401k, life insurance, all different components. So we want to kind of break each one down. But today we're focusing just on the 401k. We had a really great discussion for those of you just tuning in about the characteristics of the 401k, understanding how the match works, understanding that match does not go into your Roth 401k. So sorry, Charlie. But I want to spend the rest of our time talking about the fact that they are responsible for choosing the investments that are inside their 401k. Mm-hmm. And gee, that's a big responsibility. You have individuals who are awesome at their job. They mm-hmm. do good, they know things back and forth, but put them in picking out the right fund to go into their retirement. It can be really stress related. Mm-hmm. And there's all kinds of numbers and charts and graphs, and it's hard to know what the best decisions are. Mm-hmm. But I think that's where it comes in to say, hey, let's sit down together. You need to choose yours in the 401k, but we can at least educate. So mm-hmm. we can't provide, hey, you need to pick this one, but we can provide education on what these stand for, what the goals are, so that it can put it into perspective with everything else.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, like you said, you have to now, once you put the money into the account, well, now we have to choose the funds to mm-hmm. invest in. And that's a big decision. And a lot yes. of people, especially when you first start out and working, you're like, what the heck are mutual funds? How do they work? How do I even know what's right? And there's a whole laundry list of things that you got to look at. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the best ways that you can kind of put this is in probably 90% of 401ks that are out there today, mm-hmm. you really can separate out the funds that you have available into two categories. And I call them the hands-on approach
yes.
and the hands-off yep. approach. Yep. So when you look at your 401k investment options, if you have any investment option that either says target retirement or target date or retirement date, yeah, and it has a year associated, so mm-hmm. 2020, 2030, 2040, 2050, though, if you have those types of funds, those are the hands-off category. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna explain those in a second. Everything else is more of a hands-on category. Mm-hmm. So when you look at the different fund lineup that you have, you first have to tell yourself, okay, and this is what I do with all of the clients. And again, we don't pick the funds for you, but I literally mm-hmm. ask, are you hands-on or are you hands-off?
Yeah.
What kind of investor do you want to be in your 401k?
Mm-hmm.
The hands-off approach is the target date funds. So the way a target date fund works, they're all the same in terms of the work of them. The insides are a little different, mm-hmm. like the investments sometimes change. But basically, the way a target date fund works is the farther we are away from the year associated. So 2060 right now is typically the farthest.
Okay.
So if we're in a 2060 target date fund, that's the most aggressive of all of those hands-off funds. Yeah, it's going to be mostly in stocks, maybe a little bit in bonds or cash. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, and a good rule of thumb just for anybody out there, the more in stocks you are, typically the more aggressive, the more in bonds or cash, the more conservative. So right. that's a good rule of thumb.
So the target 2060 would be like, hey, you're not planning on retiring till 2060. So we can be aggressive because you're not going to need this, but it doesn't mean that they're locked in and, well, you picked this fund yeah. and so sorry, Charlie. Doesn't mean that at all.
No, not by any means. It's just the breakdown of stocks to bonds. So mm-hmm. if you're in a 2060 fund, chances are you're mainly, probably most like 90%, maybe even more in stocks
mm-hmm.
versus let's say a 2020 fund, because we're in 2021, right? So we're 2020 fund is way more conservative, has a lot more bonds, has a lot more cash and a lot less stock. Why? Because you're closer to needing the money,
exactly.
right? If it's 2020, you're saying to the 401k, hey, I'm probably going to retire or I'm going to need the money around this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be a little bit more conservative. So what happens is you're on this glide path. And so you start really aggressive and every couple of years, those funds move more conservative.
Automatically.
So it's hands off, right? It's yep. automatic. You don't really have to do anything. The mutual fund managers take care of it. So very hands-off, you can really kind of set it and forget it in that case because mm-hmm. the rebalancing and all that happens. So those are the target date funds. For some people, that's what they like. That's good for mm-hmm. them. The other options, the index funds, the actively managed funds, anything without that target date on
right.
it is really considered to be more hands-on. And why I say that is because the target date funds are a mixture of all different stocks and bonds, very diversified, and again, on a good glide path.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the other funds are really one objective in nature. They're either a large company fund, a small company fund, a US-based fund, or international. Mm-hmm. So they're very specific in nature as to what they're designed for. So if you're going to pick your own investment options, you want to be very hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you can go and choose from those options.
Right.
Pick all the different funds you want to. Be very diverse. I would say that you do need to be diversified. Diversification is a good thing. So U.S. funds, international funds, stocks, and bonds. You want to have a broad category of all of them. But now it's hands-on. You're in charge. So you really have to be in charge of the rebalancing. You have to be in charge of, hey, when do I buy and sell or move things around? How much do I want to put into this fund versus that fund from my paycheck? It has to be a lot more hands-on. If that's you, then that's a great option for you. Or again, the opposite is the target date fund. So you really have both options inside of the 401k.
Right. And being able to understand which one's right for you, that's key as well. So I know when we're working here at Crystal Clear Finances, we don't use the target date funds.
No.
What we're using is more active management, looking at where you are. I like considering and listening to what's happening in the economy. What are the economists saying? What is their risk tolerance, meaning the client's risk tolerance? When are they going to need this money? There's a lot that plays into those decisions. And I think many times individuals are at a disadvantage because they're trying to do those 401k decisions alone. I like bringing it where we can show what we have and complement what they're doing there. Now, we've talked a lot about the investment choices that they have. We've talked a lot about the 401k. One of the things that I also want to just remind individuals that if you're working for an employer who is not offering a 401k, maybe it's a small mom and pop shop, there are investment plans that can be started there too, thinking about open enrollment in October for a SEP or a simple. And I want to talk about them a little bit because a SEP is a great way for an employer to look at it and say, you know what, I want to do something for my employees. I want to make sure they have a retirement plan. No, they can't particularly add to it, but I can at least, based on the profitability of the company, do something for them. So many small startup companies will start there. And in fact, if it's just going to be the owner who's the only employee, that's a great plan they can use to be able to contribute. Then you have the next step, which is the simple, which says, okay, you're a small company, but you want to be able to allow your employees to participate in a retirement plan. Let's open up a simple, and then you do either a 2% across the board or a 3% match to whoever contributes, but it gives the employees a way that they can add, that they can begin to plan for their retirement. And a lot of times what I see, G, is when people are looking at different companies, and I know there's always companies that are looking right now for good quality individuals. Well, individuals are saying, hey, do you have a retirement plan that I can use? Knowing that there's a solid retirement in plan in place can be attractive, and you don't have to be this huge corporation. We can help set up a SEP. We can help set up that simple, and then we can help choose. Now, when we're managing it, get this, when we're managing that SEP or simple, we can choose the investments and give advice in that account. So that's a whole new level of being able to give counsel and fiduciary responsibility that we can bring to our clients and say, hey, let's set you up a retirement plan or work with your business owner.
And if you're a business owner, you have a 401k, maybe a small business, and you, you know, want Crystal Clear Finances to come in and administer that plan,
then
pick the investment options, we can absolutely advise in that category. So we have small business owners who say, hey, I would love for you, Crystal and George, to look at these options. Are they the best options for all of our employees? And we can come in and manage those plans at that time. So.
Absolutely. Well, we are at the end of our time together. It just flies
by. Fast.
I do want to encourage our listeners, first of all, visit our YouTube channel and subscribe. But secondly, just give us a call at 518-433-7181 and let's schedule that free initial consultation. Let's come in, sit down, see where you are. What type of financial plan do we need to put in place? What are your options? And just make sure everything is fine-tuned. Let's do that fall checkup when it comes to finances. So join us again next week as we continue to provide more financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless. This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.